The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Good to see you again for this latest edition of Gun on One. Well, it has come down to two teams for the sole right to hoist that Lombardi Trophy in Super Bowl 57. And the storylines for this game are endless. So this particular edition of Gun on One, it required someone who knows the game inside and out, someone who's been around the Eagles and the Chiefs for a long time. My guest for this particular Gun on One, the one and only Sal Palantonio from ESPN. Hey, time to step to the huddle right now.
This is Sal Palantonio from ESPN.
I'm Brandon Graham.
Lane Johnson here.
This is the magnificent DJ Jazzy Jeff.
This is Donovan McNabb.
This is Chris Long.
This is Mark Zumoff, the TV voice of the 76ers on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
This is Eagles Hall of Fame quarterback Ron Jaworski.
Hello, I'm Jay Wright, head coach of Villanova basketball.
Hey, I'm Brian Westbrook, and you're listening to the Gun on One podcast.
And what's happening? This is your blessed boy, Brian Dawkins, Hall of Famer, and you're locked in to Gun on One.
You are locked in to the Gun on One.
Gun on One.
Gun on One.
You are locked on to Gun on One.
I've been on the air for 25 years, but I could not wait to be on Gun on One with my man, Derek Gunn.
ESPN bracketologist Joe Lunardi telling you to stay locked on to Gun on One. It is a number one seed.
Welcome back to Gun on One. It is powered by the Jacob Sports Media YouTube machine. I'm Derek Gunn. And without further ado, because when you talk about a person's time who is crunched from sunup to sundown, there is nobody more busy than this man right here, Sal Palantonio. Sal Pal, I looked at the schedule your producer sent, and I am just honored that you can carve out a few minutes for me because your schedule is crazy, man.
Oh, listen, I wouldn't miss Gun on One for anything. Hey, Derek, you taught me the very important lesson. You are where you're supposed to be.
Man. Does your family ever get tired of you constantly being nonstop? I mean, I know it calms down once football season is over, but man, mm-hmm. You're like a mercenary. Do they ever get tired of you being on the road and constantly away from home?
You know, I'm like you. I like to compartmentalize.
Yeah.
So when the football season is over, I literally have a major chunk of time where It's granddaughters and wife and granddaughters and, you know, and I just go – and I make sure that, you know, I pay special attention to each one of my four granddaughters who are very important to me. And, you know, this is where my wife wants to be, is with her grandchildren. So I'm with her and it's great. And then, you know, we'll do a few vacations.
Yeah.
And, you know, I turn it off like a light switch. Bang. It goes off.
I know the feeling, brother. I'm right there with you when it comes to family and kids. And now grandkids, just like yourself. Mm-hmm. But we've got a lot to talk about, a lot of areas to cover, both locally and nationally. And I want to start with the national story of the week, Sal. Tom Brady catches everybody off guard and announces he's retiring from some fabulous beach somewhere, probably outside of his home. Are you believing him this time, Sal? Is he officially retired for good?
I believe him. He's officially retired for good. I don't think it was much of a surprise to a lot of people at all. It wasn't a surprise to me, particularly knowing him the way I know him and what I saw on tape, what I saw in the games. This is a guy who knew that the end is here. not near, it's here. Didn't want to get hit, ineffective in many critical situations of the football game. And I do believe you could probably get you if you gave Todd Bowles a little truth serum, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks, I do believe they understood that it was time to move on. And don't hope, you want to hear it right here first. Don't be surprised if Aaron Rodgers winds up in Tampa. Now, I realize
Tampa.
I realize it's the NFC, and the Packers are probably loath to trade him to Tampa. But I know the Glazer family well, Joel and Ed. They swing for the fences with Gruden and with Brady. They like to fill that place. And I just know that it would be a perfect spot for him. I remember when Aaron Rodgers lost to the Bucks, when Brady made his Super Bowl run with the Bucks, and his high praise for Todd Bowles, the head coach of the Bucks. And you go in there, you got a division winner.
Yep.
It's an easy division to win again. You got a head coach who knows defense better than anybody in the league, Todd Bowles. You got some players, got some wide receivers, got a pretty good O-line. I think he will beg to go to Tampa, and Green Bay might be held hostage to the situation. You know, say, hey, if we can get two first-round picks out of Tampa, maybe we take our chances, because how long is Aaron Rodgers going to last?
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, that's where it starts, two first-round picks.
Even though your colleague Adam Schefter has come out and said that Green Bay will not trade him to an NFC team, which means the Raiders or the Jets would be the obvious choice, your gut is telling you that that's still a distinct possibility he could head down to Florida?
Yeah, whenever they put it out there that, you know, we're not trading him to an NFC team, that means, hey, get your price up.
All right.
You got to read between the lines, you know what
I'm saying? Well, that's why I come to you, the inside man.
The Jets, do you want to wake up? I mean, no disrespect to New York Jets fans. I grew up in New York, as you know, but you want to wake up and go to the New York Jets, or do you want to go down to Florida and Tampa? I mean, obviously the Raiders would be a good possibility for sure. San Francisco is another one, but he said he didn't want to go to San Francisco. So, hey, he may wind up in Green Bay one more year. You never know.
Oh,
he's not walking away from $53 million. That's for sure.
No, heck no. All right. So I want to bring it closer to home. And of course, you've covered this Eagles team for a long time. Have you ever seen a more complete Eagles team on both sides of the football in all the years that you've covered this team?
G-Gun, I've never seen a more complete team. Period. In the NFL. Howie Roseman, executive of the year for a reason. I mean, what he has done to stock up this roster, A, and B, the way this coaching staff works together, wow. Mm-hmm. It's very, very, very impressive. Totally unique. I mean, you and I have covered this Eagles team where there was fighting between a quarterback and that wide receiver. You know, we go back to Randall Cunningham days. Randall wouldn't even wander back to the defensive side of the locker room. He wouldn't even go back there to Seth Joyner and Clyde Simmons or Reggie White and Jerome Brown. He wouldn't even go back there. Remember that?
I know. I've heard those stories. Legendary.
I covered it. I was there in that locker room. I watched it happen. So I've seen where teams have infighting. This team doesn't have that, D-Gun. This team is together. It's set by the high energy and the cohabitation values of Nick Sirianni. And then I can't say enough about Jalen Hurts. So as you know, I was in the military. I was a young naval officer at age 22. Surface warfare officer on three combatant ships in the Indian and Pacific Ocean. So you meet a lot of high quality, high end people in the military. You know that. People who are focused on their jobs, focused on the mission, willing to do whatever it takes to get it done, right?
Yep.
I think Jalen Hurts would be a great full bird colonel in the Army. He would be a great commander in the Navy. He would make a great fighter pilot. He has those kind of leadership qualities, the gravitas, the bearing, the confidence, the embracing of the grind day in and day out that you rarely find in this walk, in any walk of life. And he's got it.
Mm. It's interesting you bring up Jalen Hurts because former Eagles quarterback Michael Vick was recently on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia, and he came out and said, you know, this kid is mature beyond his years. And Michael went on to say if he could do it all over again, he would want to do it like Jalen Hurts. Keep your nose to the grindstone. Don't let the outside distractions get to you. I think that is the ultimate compliment from somebody like a Michael Vick.
Can you think of any more high praise?
No, no.
So you and I know Michael Vick. We know the Michael Vick story. You know, it made a whistle stop right here in Philadelphia. We got to know Michael Vick. Michael Vick did some very bad things in his life, went away to prison. But when you talk to Michael Vick, Michael Vick is a warm-hearted soul of a person. Let's get this straight so people understand. I wrote letters to Michael Vick when he was in prison. He wrote back to me. I remember the connection that we made. And then when he came here, the interviews and talking that I would – discussions I would have with him. And when he would go out into the community, you covered some of those community events where he would go and speak to people. And his connection with people is totally real, 100%, absolutely. And for him to say that about Jalen Hurts is truly impressive. If you go on to read that interview, the transcript of it, or you can go on the 97.5 website and listen to it, he talks about how he talked to Donovan McNabb about this very fact.
Right? Yeah.
That, you know, the two of them were like, boy, oh boy, I wish, you know, I had known what Jalen Hurts knows. I had the life lessons early on. And where does Jalen Hurts get it? Averian, his father in Channelview, Texas.
Yep.
A football coach. Nick Saban at Alabama. Yes, all those things are true. But just the family stuff, the closeness he has with his family, it is amazing.
You know, Jalen has been dealing with this shoulder issue since the Bears game. And you know, obviously the Eagles tried to rest him up for a couple of games. He's back now. He's talked about how it's still something he's just going to have to deal with. The extra week obviously helps him get ready for the Super Bowl in terms of preparation. But Sal, when you look at that game he played against the 49ers, you could tell that his throwing – the mechanics, the velocity, the accuracy is just not quite where it was during the regular season. How much do you think that could affect him in the final game of the season?
You got to grind through it.
Yeah.
Just like Patrick Mahomes did with the ankle. You just got to grind through it. So I thought he played as good as you possibly could play in that game, considering that he's still on rehab. For the shoulder. He's still getting rehab. Mm. He's still getting treatment. So Matt Hasselbeck was here on Wednesday with me. I interviewed Nick Sirianni. Hasselbeck interviewed Jalen Hurts for shows that are coming up this weekend. Sure. Matt's a really smart guy, really nice guy. So we had lunch in the cafeteria, lobster ravioli, by the way, very good.
You had to rub that in, did you?
I highly recommend it. Nick Sirianni grabbed me off after the game and started talking to me about the cafeteria. You should come in and have lunch. So I held them to it. And I said, hey, you promised me lunch in the cafeteria. And they had lobster ravioli for your paisan, okay?
I tell you what, the chefs at that place are incredible, man. It's not just your standard lunchroom food. No. They take it to a whole nother level, man.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It was good. So we had lobster ravioli. We're talking. He said he once had an AC joint problem in his shoulder. He said it lingered for months and months and months, and the worst thing that you can do is re-aggravate it. Mm. And he said he still has a little knot in his ligament left over from having the injury almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
So it's not an injury that easily goes away. It's a rest and healing injury. You put some, lidocaine kind of substance in the shoulder to numb it up. And that also affects you. I don't know if Jalen is getting that.
Right.
But that's got to affect your ability to. And you see, what did he miss? He missed the deep throws.
Yeah.
you know, Devontae's got to make a circus catch. He overthrew AJ Brown. So, you know, he does have a little numbing agent in the shoulder, and that affects his ability to feel the deep route.
Mm.
That's just an educated guess.
Mm. Sal, I go back to that NFC Championship game, and obviously it was lopsided, personified. But do you think if Brock Purdy had played in that game, it would have been a more competitive game? Not saying the 49ers would have won, but just a more competitive game.
49ers would not have won the game.
Okay.
Period, paragraph, new thought. 49ers would not have won that game with Brock Purdy fully healthy.
Mm.
The Eagles offense had figured out the Niners defense. Go back and look at the game tape and at the game, and they show sideline shots of Jeff Stoutland with the offensive lineman and the running backs. He's a run game coordinator, offensive line coach. They're looking at the Microsoft tablets. Oh, yeah. We got to do this instead of that. Okay, we'll do this. This is what we're going to do. The adjustments and the numbers bear it out. And they do this every game. The Eagles outscored the opposition by 137 points in the second quarter this season, including the playoffs. That's tied for first all time this century.
Mm.
What does that speak to? It speaks to in-game adjustments by these coaches. These coaches are plugged in and smart.
Mm. Hey, Sal. This team has compiled some incredible stats on both sides of the football all season long. Now, eliminate the quarterback. Give me one player on each side of the ball for the Eagles that has really stood out to you consistently all season long outside of the quarterback.
I think it has to be the pass rush, don't you?
Where do you start with that? I mean, pick your poison.
Yeah, I think it's the pass rush. And if you see, Jonathan Gannon has made it a little bit more complex.
Yeah.
In the last four or five games, twists and stunts with Reddick, with Sweat. You know, Reddick starts out on the edge and loops into the A-gaps.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You know, it's like find Hassan Reddick. That's the first thing you got to do. He's wearing number 7. He's wearing Mickey Mantle's number, for crying out loud. You better be able to. If I'm the offensive coordinator if I'm Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, I'm saying, you see number 7? That's Mickey Mantle. That's Mickey. Just think of Mickey Mantle, the best center fielder other than Joe DiMaggio. Thank you for the New York Yankees. Just find Mickey Mantle. That's who he is right now. Find him. He's number 7. And block him. Do whatever you got to do to block him.
What about on the offense? I mean, you could go AJ, Lane, Kelsey. Who would be the most standout player on offense for you if it's other than the quarterback?
Well, I think it has to be Jason Kelsey, you know, because of his role on this team is immense. Leadership, setting the protection, making sure the offensive line is all in the same place. He's got two young guards on either side of him, you know, not older players, but young players. You know, Lane's going to take care of his end. Mailata is great.
Yep.
But still learning the position each and every week. So I think it's Jason Kelsey by far.
You know, as we move forward now to get ready for Super Bowl 57, Sal, the Eagles have all 22 starters available for the final game of the season. That's unheard of, Sal. Usually you're plugging and playing. Kudos to the training staff and whoever who has got these guys ready, who has mended them up quickly to get them ready again for this ultimate game. I can't remember the last time a team went to the Super Bowl with all 22 starters available.
It's pretty remarkable. I mean, it's a team effort. Certainly, you talk about nutrition, training, and strength. Look at the injury reports, the practice report. Look at it from yesterday. Player rest. Player rest. Sirianni has this methodology, like, I'm not going to kill these guys in practice. Yeah. You know, it's a new day for professional athletes. It's about taking care of your body. And, you know, they've done a great job up and down the line. You know, they teach and they follow through in their practices. You will take care of your body. We will take care of you.
Yep.
We will rest you. Leading up to Super Bowl week, D-Gun, look at the injury report. Player rest, Lane Johnson. Player rest, Jason Kelce. Player rest. I mean, there was a couple of guys, skill players. Player rest. Amazing.
Hmm. How would you categorize what Howie Roseman has done over the past two seasons in terms of assembling this team by way of the draft and bringing in the right fit free agent for what they've wanted to accomplish? I mean, you and I both know this is the Howie Roseman that has ridden that proverbial roller coaster with the fan base and the media alike because of the hit and miss nature of his drafts in the past and his free agents. But the last 2 years, he's hit home runs, Sal.
Home runs, grand slams.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, bringing in A.J. Brown, they get waxed by Washington on Monday Night Football, and he's like, forget this noise. I'm not only getting Linval Joseph, I'm bringing in Sue, too.
Oh my gosh, goodness.
And that lead, like, can we just have a discussion about Jerry Jones real quick?
I was going to bring that up.
Segue into that. Right now, see, that's a – see, you know, Julian Love takes a shot at Nick Sirianni. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why he would do that. You know, I think it's pretty clear that Nick Sirianni is a great general.
Absolutely.
Sets the tone, you know, on and off the field. High energy, messaging is all there. And that's what you want in your head coach. You don't want a guy who's going to dabble, sit in on the meeting rooms and, you know, say, no, you got to do this and that. Delegate. Pick good people, let them do their jobs. That's the meaning of the head coach. So I don't know where Julian was coming up with that. Like Julian a lot. I like his snap, crackle, pop. More love to him, and I hope he has a great career. But stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Speak of staying in your lane, I refer to him as Sourpuss Jerry Jones, who comes out and says the Eagles are on the same crash course as the Rams in terms of selling their souls for one moment of glory. Somebody needs to take a microphone away from Jerry because he has no idea what he's talking about. This team is well set up for the years to come, Howie. I mean, Sal. Where does he get his information from?
Well, let's just look at the facts, right? So the Eagles are the first team in NFL history to be the number one seed in their conference 2 years in a five-year span, two seasons in a five-year span with a different head coach and a different quarterback. How does that happen? Who's the common denominator? Howie Roseman, right?
There you go.
So Jerry Jones said they emptied their bucket. Well, they won a Super Bowl 5 years ago, and now they're back in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, they're set up for success going down the road with draft picks in 23 this year, 24, and 25. As a matter of fact, I looked it up. They have the most draft picks in the first three rounds in the next three drafts.
Jeez.
Most.
Jeez.
So what bucket is empty? He said they empty their bucket. What bucket is he talking about? And what the Rams did, you know, unfortunately, Matthew Stafford got hurt. And Von Miller left.
Yeah.
So the Eagles haven't had that salary cap exodus that other teams have suffered because their salary cap is properly managed. And they're on a rookie deal for a quarterback. When you have when your team is on the rookie quarterback deal, you have so much salary cap maneuvering room. So Howie Roseman looks, and says, we're 14-1. We're on a rookie deal on our quarterback. We can spend what we want. We can put all the chips in the middle of the table because it's not really a gamble.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's in the Eagles' best interest to try to sign Jalen Hurts to an extension now, or is there a distinct possibility they hit him with the cap? Because I mean, he's got one more year left on a rookie deal.
Well, not now, this offseason. They will pay him this offseason, absolutely.
Do you think you'll get the extension, or do you think they may try to put the cap on? I mean, they don't have to. He's still under a rookie deal, but
listen.
Do you think? Yeah.
D-Gun.
Yeah.
The young man goes out there and wins a Super Bowl in Arizona. Forget about money.
Yeah.
Just take one of them, cream-colored Rolls-Royce convertibles and drive them up to the museum steps and unveil the Jalen Hurts statue right next to Rocky, okay? First, that's what you first do. Then you bring them back to NovaCare and you get out Jeffrey Lurie's very large checkbook and you hand him a blank check signed and said, okay, what do you need to make you happy?
Oh, man.
And if you look at the landscape, so Deshaun Watson got 230, right?
Yep.
Guaranteed, right?
Oh, yes.
What Super Bowl did he win?
Nada.
Okay. So the bidding starts there, right? If I'm Jalen Hurts and I'm his agent and I go to 250 right away. I say, okay, Deshaun Watson got 230. I'm getting 250 right away. That's the start of it. Now, how much of it's going to be guaranteed?
Whoo, man. All at the tender age of 24.
Yeah, he might want to say, I'm age 24. I'll take $240 million. Nice round number. And, but it all depends on how many years. The Eagles will want 10 years.
Yeah.
And Jalen will want five somewhere around that.
Yeah.
And you see the salary cap's gone up majorly. Yep. And it's going to go up the next 10 years, right?
Yeah. I got to hit you with the guy in the Midwest who will be the other half of the Super Bowl combatants, Andy Reid. The man's been there in Kansas City 10 years, never had a losing season, is now heading into his third Super Bowl in the last 4 years with a team that's supposed to be a rebuilding team this year. On both sides of the ball, they have a number of first and second year players, yet they've won 16 games. And how does Andy keep getting these young guys, not just to relate to him, but to continuously perform at the highest level for him?
Well, we can do a whole show on that, but I'll just say this about this particular team, D-Gun. They have speed on offense.
Yeah.
They have the tight end. You can't let them get open. Don't let them get free. Don't let them get off the line of scrimmage free. And go back to what Todd Bowles and the Bucks did in the Super Bowl when they beat Mahomes. You got to blitz them relentlessly. You got to make them run around. And the Eagles have the ability to do that with their pass rush. So they got to take a page out of what Bowles did. I'm not saying this is an easy game for the Eagles because I don't believe that it is.
Right.
But I do think the Eagles will win 30-23, but I think in the end, Patrick Mahomes will probably have the ball in his hands with a chance to tie the ball game.
Woo! I hope it goes down as one of the greatest Super Bowls ever played. We've seen some great ones in the previous 56. I hope this goes down as a phenomenal showcase of young quarterbacks and two different styles of offense. Hey, speaking of young quarterbacks, first time ever, two African-American quarterbacks will face off in a Super Bowl. It's been 35 years since Doug Williams did it for Washington. Did you ever think it would take this long, Sal, the year 2023, before we had a chance to see two black quarterbacks facing off in a Super Bowl?
It's an important historic moment in NFL history, in American cultural history.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jalen Hurts was asked about it, he went on and on about how important it is. And talked about how proud he is to be part of it. And he should be proud of it. It's an important thing. And it's an important thing for young people to see that it can be done, because the NFL sets the standard, whether it likes it or not, it does. And, you know, frankly, you didn't bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up anyway.
Yeah.
There needs to be more African-American head coaches in the league.
Yeah.
It's only way more than there is right now.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Deuce Daly is not getting interviews. I don't understand why Eric Bieniemy is not getting interviews. I'm glad D'Amico Ryan's got his shot. You know, you can go down the list. There needs to be more for sure. Hey, this league is evolving, but this is an important historical marker in the history of the NFL, in the history of pro football, and the history of the country.
Mm.
But let's go back to Jalen Hurts for one thing.
Okay.
Eagles win the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts will go to multiple Super Bowls with this Philadelphia Eagles team.
I do not disagree with you. I do not disagree.
Multiple Super Bowls. Yes.
With the way how he has built his team, with him having a franchise quarterback at a tender age of 24, I do think the sky's the limit for this young man and this organization for years to come.
Yes. And the way this team is playing right now, I think the MVP of the Super Bowl could very well be Hassan Reddick.
Mm. No question about it. It's usually a quarterback award, but you're right. If there's a non-quarterback who has a legitimate shot at it, it's got to be this guy.
Yeah, because you look at the ball distribution of the way they're distributing the ball offensively right now. No big numbers for Jalen. No big numbers right now for A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith or Dallas Goedert. They're sharing the load in the backfield, as they should. I mean, you know, and the way Reddick has absolutely wrecked two football teams in the first quarter, knocks out Brock Purdy, almost decapitated Daniel Jones. Mm. I mean, I could. It's Von Miller 2.0.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I've got several additional topics I need to hit you with before you start charging me overtime for this session.
I thought we'd done. Sports Center's calling, my brother. Sports Center is calling.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Are you running short on time?
I am running short on time, unfortunately. Let's go with one more big, beautiful question for Gun on One for me.
All right,
go ahead.
One more big, beautiful question. All right, let's go. The road to get here for this
That was
team.
A red seven, red seven, hot, hot, red seven, hot route, hot route. D-Gun, hot route, come on.
The road to get to where this team has gotten has been nothing short of phenomenal. Now, they got one last game to play. Howie's got some strategic decisions to make, okay? You got to pay Jalen Hurts, but you've got a lot of guys you've got to make decisions on, from Javon Hargrave, Fletcher Cox, Kazir White, James Bradbury, CJ Gardner-Johnson. So how many of those guys do you anticipate coming back?
That's a tough one.
You wanted an Eagles question. I threw it out there for you.
Yeah. I think this team, if it wins the Super Bowl, as you said, is sky is the limit for Jalen Hurts. They have a lot of old players. I won't call them older. I won't call them old. They got a lot of players on this team. That core four, and you are very close to Brandon Graham. I know you are.
Yep.
I don't know. You probably know better. Does Brandon Graham want to come back?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, he wants to come back. Jason Kelce, does he want to come back? He's having his third child coming up here in a week or so. Lane Johnson, can he come back? Fletcher Cox definitely wants to come back. You know that about Fletch. What else are you going to do? He's a football player. You know, so you got to start with that core four and make a decision about those four guys. And if they win the Super Bowl number two, it'll be historic and beyond anybody's comprehension of those four guys coming back and winning a Super Bowl 5 years later. D-Gun, love you, my brother. Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Absolutely. And on that note, we've got to wrap up this edition of Gun on One from my man, ESPN Zone Sal Palantonio. You know I'll be watching you every day leading up to Super Bowl 57. I'm Derek Gunn. Everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Until next time, so long, everybody.